You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. As you've just heard, people are working tirelessly to slow the spread of COVID-19, and it's affecting all of us in ways we couldn't have anticipated. We've recently asked our listeners for audio postcards about how the pandemic is affecting them. Today, we're going to hear from poet Lee Herrick and writer Lisa Lee Herrick, who sent a voice memo from their home. We also hear from Bakersfield resident Randy Villegas, who's sheltering in place. Clovis resident and Fresno State lecturer Gina Lou Gong starts us off with a voice memo describing the threats and racism many Asian Americans are experiencing right now.
It's been exactly 1 month since I first emailed my daughter's fourth grade teacher and principal to express my concern about a playground incident involving her friend, a Vietnamese American boy, who was being taunted by some other boys for having, quote, the coronavirus, unquote. At that time, COVID-19 was still largely confined to China, but already there were signs of Asian Americans, like my daughter's friend, being targeted and blamed. Fast forward to today, the pandemic has reached all 50 states. Rather than proactively focusing on solutions, our so-called leader-in-chief insists on reactively pointing the finger of blame, even going to the extent of crossing out the proper term on his speech notes to rename it the, quote, Chinese virus, unquote. Those who continue to use this label are either unable or unwilling to acknowledge the racist intent behind it. Continuing to use this label normalizes fear and mistrust of anyone who looks Asian. We are now in the throes of the latest wave of the yellow peril. Asian Americans everywhere are being subjected to name-calling, bullying, and acts of physical aggression and violence. History should teach us that our fear of foreigners led to angry mobs, race riots, and the driving out of immigrants, especially here in California. From the late 1800s and early 1900s, this fear and suspicion of the Asian other continued through World War II, when 120,000 Japanese Americans, two-thirds of whom were American citizens by birth, were forcibly incarcerated in U.S. concentration camps. And now, in 2020, it's starting again. In Texas, a man and his two young children were slashed across their faces while shopping in a warehouse store. Here in Fresno, a man's car was vandalized with the words, F Asians and coronavirus, spray-painted across it. My own cousin just encountered a man yelling a racial slur at her, telling her to, quote, take your virus back to where you came from, unquote. In these worrisome times, I'm actually grateful to be homebound with my daughter. At least I don't have to worry she'll be victimized by kids repeating hateful rhetoric or worse, subjected to bullying, aggression, or physical attacks. We can't control what Trump says, but we can stand up against the use of racist language. Normalizing racist rhetoric is the first step down a slippery slope. Don't take that step.
My name is Randy Villegas, and I'm currently enjoying my shelter in place here in Bakersfield, California, in Kern County. And though my family, very thankfully, is in good health and good spirits right now, I'm really starting to get worried as we approach the first of the month. And my family, like so many other families, are really concerned around rent and other utility bills. And I remember seeing last week on Facebook, City Council Member Andre Gonzalez, you know, through video and a selfie cam saying, we're Americans, not Americans. Our mayor of Bakersfield, Mayor Go, you know, really assured people that during times of challenge, Bakersfield does what Bakersfield does best, which is care for one another. And I think it's been really nice to see those messages. I think it was also great seeing Assembly Member Rudy Salas and Leticia Perez distributing food boxes last week to needy community members. All of these messages and affirmations are really appreciated and really encouraging. However, I think what is needed right now is action and policy change because we've seen so many county and local city leaders step up all across California, and yet we haven't seen that same action happen here in Kern County and in many other valley communities and counties. And so I would like to call on all of our local leaders to implement a moratorium on all evictions and foreclosures for all residents facing financial hardship as a result of the coronavirus, to extend this moratorium to commercial evictions for small and medium-sized businesses that are unable to pay their rent as a result of COVID-19, and to freeze all utility sanitation cutoffs as a result of non-payment during this declared emergency. And that would include water as well as garbage or really any services that cities or counties are providing to residents. And finally, for those at the state level, to extend unemployment insurance and coverage and benefits to undocumented workers in California, who many of them are essential workers working out in the field, working out in many critical industries right now that literally put our food on the table. And it's just a moral outrage that they themselves are not eligible for unemployment insurance and other benefits, which they should be eligible for. Gavin Newsom cited an executive order that would allow local city governments and counties to do the first three of these things. And we've seen places like San Jose, LA, Fresno take the lead and take action on these issues, even having emergency meetings. But we're still missing that here in Kern County, and we're still missing that in so many Central Valley communities. And I think if we don't act now, we can see an unprecedented growth in our homelessness at a time in which we're in this global crisis. And so I think in the future, people aren't going to remember these words of affirmation that have been on Facebook, but what they will remember are those leaders who fought to keep people in their homes and allowed them to thrive and survive during this crisis.
This is Lee Herrick.
And this is Lisa Herrick.
And we were asked to talk a little bit about how we're doing. And so I can say we're doing okay. You know, this is an incredibly difficult and stressful an unprecedented time, so we're doing the best we can. We are definitely sheltering in place. We're going only to the store if it's absolutely necessary and taking care of other essential needs, but for the most part, we're staying at home. Our daughter is at home, and so we're trying to keep her going with her school. I'm a professor, so I've been in communication with my students, and we're just trying to hang in there. Lisa also works, and she could talk a little bit about that.
So I work as the media specialist for the Fresno Arts Council, which covers the entire Fresno County area. And one of the greatest, you know, challenges we have right now is how do we get our community to still stay together during this crisis? And what I'm finding is that the community is stepping up. It's very uplifting that artists are reaching out to us saying, I want to do this. How can I help? How can we help our artists and our arts organizations stay? And that's really just so wonderful. It gives me joy. One of the great things that I've really enjoyed during this shelter at home period is actually looking out the window and seeing the blue sky, enjoying the sunshine. Our neighbors' kids are playing in the cul-de-sac, keeping social distancing, definitely staying more than 6 feet apart. But, you know, they're laughing, they had a great time. It's really uplifting to see our community again during this really, really tense period. But I do have a lot of optimism in the global medical community racing against the clock to find vaccines and treatments that work. So I greatly applaud our front lines. My brother and my sister are doctors and nurses. And it might be a while before I see them again, but I know that they're doing their best, and I hope that we all can do our best for them.
Yeah, absolutely. The doctors and nurses, anyone in a leadership position, people who are working jobs and looking out for people and neighbors and people looking out for one another. And yeah, so that's how we're doing. We send our good wishes to everybody in Fresno and Fresno County and throughout the country and the world.
If you'd like to share a story about how the coronavirus pandemic is affecting you, let us know. Record a voice memo on your phone and send it to talk@kvpr.org. You can also just write us an email.